Well, good morning, my friends. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to High Plains Outdoors. You know, spring has definitely sprung. Crappie are up shallow. Fishing's good a lot of places. Stripers are biting up on Lake Texoma. Turkeys are gobbling. That's what I want to talk about today is a turkey hunt that I did up on the Texas-Oklahoma border with my longtime friend Bill Carey. Now, Bill owns Striper Express, probably the biggest striper guide service up on Lake Texoma. But last couple of years I've hunted up there. Bill lives real close to some really, really good turkey hunting, and that's what we're going to talk about. Last year I killed a big gobbler, heavy gobbler up there, a Rio. And this past week, actually 3 days ago now, I went up and joined Bill. So we set up a little camp under a big old oak tree beside a pond there, where I hunt, and Bill shows up. I get there at daylight and get back in the woods and try to get a turkey, but we figured it out. We better not depend on turkey white meat, breast meat, for our fajitas. So, you know, last year I was successful, got a big old gobbler the first jump out of the box, and I did this year too, but we'll talk about that in a second. But I wanted to make sure we had some fajitas, so I took some backstrap, cut it into little pieces of venison, and marinated that a couple of days in the fridge. That was our fajitas. We had a great fajita lunch, but I did get one. The turkeys had been gobbling like crazy a couple of days prior to my hunt, and when I got out there, I expected them to be talking big time. They weren't. As a matter of fact, I called for probably 15 minutes spasmodically, you know, just called every minute or two a little bit. But I opened up loud with a box call after about 20 minutes sitting at the same tree that I hunted last year, my back against a big old oak on the edge of a clearing. Well, a turkey answered my call way off. He might have been 300 yards away down a deep ravine and up on a hillside on the other side. That bird was back in there in another clearing, I thought. I knew where another clearing was over there. So bottom line is I hammered down and I heard him call, answer, and it was textbook turkey hunting from then on. I would call. I could hear him getting a little closer and a little closer and a little closer. Well, he came on in. I knew he was coming to the sound, and I didn't think he was going to hang up on me. It got to a point where he would, when I'd start calling, he'd walk on me. He'd start gobbling before I even finished my hen yelps. So when I thought he was about 60 yards. I heard him gobble. Man, he was shaking the leaves on the trees, and I thought, I better be quiet. I thought he might come right into my sound, but my turkey decoy, Henrietta, was out in the edge of this field about 25 yards from me. The turkey kind of came in a little bit away from me and spotted Henrietta, fast walked to her, and bam, I made a good shot close in. Had a big old gobbler on the ground. This was within about 7:30 in the morning, had him on the ground. So we went back. We had back to the old oak tree. Bill is already setting up a little camp for us there, a table, and I brought a double burner propane cooker. We had some venison fajitas and camp beans there for lunch. And I wrote my newspaper article. I think I called it Deja Vu Turkey Hunting because everything went very close to it the way it did the previous year. Except the turkeys weren't gobbling strong. They were there, but I had to call them in. So that's what I did this week. I hope you can get out. If you've got a place to go turkey hunting up there in Kansas or Oklahoma or wherever, Texas Panhandle, try to get out and get you a big bird. We are out of time. Do remember catfishradio.org. You can go there and listen to our hour-long hunting and fishing show or on a podcast. It's called Catfish Radio. Till next week, be safe in the outdoors, my friends. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by ATN Thermal Scopes and Thermal Spotters that Luke uses, Butcher Packer Supply, Choctaw Hunting Lodge in Southeast Oklahoma, CVA Muzzle Loaders, the Dallas Safari Club, Dash for Cash Pawn Shop in Siegelville, Texas, Kuby Sausage House in Dallas, Platinum Cadillac and Chevrolet in Terrell, Texas, Pyramid Air, Saskatchewan Department of Tourism, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Stealth Vision, Striper Express, Ultramatic Feeders, Vineyard Max, and the Y.O. Ranch Steakhouse in Dallas, Texas.